Lucy, Super Sally, Super Joe, these will make them so, so happy. Don't know, you have to make these white men in their 40s feel happier. Don't ask where they were on January 6th.
Gay, gay, gay. I'm a gay guy.
Nice, dude. Nice. Hell yeah. I wouldn't have it any other way, dude.
I wish, dude.
Simply Sally, just a gay man living it up in New York, dude.
Dude, that... Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. That would be... That's the life, dude. My friend moved here gay.
Yeah.
And he left... Moved to Austin with a slender Asian man. You know what
Yikes.
I mean? So you can...
He did the mass exodus to Austin like everyone's doing?
Yeah, he did.
Damn, dude.
He
I don't know.
He's getting spots.
It doesn't... Is he really?
Yeah, he was really getting spots.
Oh, okay. So he's actually like doing shit out there.
Yeah. But he took the Asian boy with him.
Damn,
who's
dude.
Who's a man, but compared to him...
Yeah.
It's Pete Angelo. Pete Angelo is a massive biker-looking guy, and his boyfriend's this very sleek, slender Asian man.
Is he getting up at like Mothership?
I'm not sure. He does a bunch of stuff with the Kill Tony guys though.
Oh, that's how he gets in. You gotta kiss the ring.
Yeah, he did.
Isn't that
well.
It's like we gotta kiss the comedy royalty ring and like you know, now everyone has to like pretend Joe Rogan's funny.
Oh yeah.
They have to like pretend that like it's really cool to live in a fucking red state like Texas. Like you get to live in a liberal little oasis in a fucking sea of conservatives. And like people are like, well, I'd rather take a fucking conservative than a fucking liberal.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, man. Like, liberals are insufferable, but, like, you can just walk away from them.
Yeah.
You
they
know?
Just keep yelling, and then
they're like, hello? It's
they
like,
crawl into their hole after. Just,
and, like, I'd rather do drugs with liberals. Liberals are a little cooler to do drugs with.
Yeah. They don't become as racist as the more they do drugs.
Yeah. And it's like, okay, so, like, and, like, when you boil it down to, and, like, look, liberals are fucking insufferable, but the core values that liberals have is, like, I'd rather, like, I feel like they're more in, God, this is going to sound like, but, like, at least, like, they want, they'll, like, I'd rather be able to take, like, fucking hormone pills to be trans than, like, have the government say, like, you can't do that. Like, it's their body. Let them do what they fucking want. Like, honestly, like, the thing, at the end of the day, like, I'm not losing sleep over trans. Another trans woman just means one more hole for me to fuck. That's all it comes down. And, like, it shouldn't matter. And, like, no, I don't think there's as many fucking trans and drag queens reading to children as they want you to believe.
There aren't. There also aren't as many autistic people. There's more trans people than there are autistic people.
Yeah, Google and there's it. Not. And there's like three autistic people. And like the autistic people that you meet are like, woof. You know they're autistic. They don't need to fucking be like, oh, I'm actually autistic. It's like,
I don't know,
we know, yeah. Dude.
I've gone.
We can look at you
about that a lot lately.
You've been on a fucking like anti fucking autistic.
Yeah, people think I'm anti autistic. I'm not. I'm
well,
anti-
I am
fake autistic.
I'm very anti. Like I think they should be rounded up, put into a camp. Oh, unless they can, unless they're like mathematic autistic.
Send them to old El Salvador.
But like everyone that like claims to be autistic in comedy is like that. Like I'm weird.
Yeah,
I like
you're
cartoons
an asshole.
Autistic.
I'm a bad person.
Yeah,
and this is and it's because I'm autistic.
Yeah. Oh, like, I happen to be autistic, so you actually can't accuse me of anything.
Yeah, it's like no one autistic uses their autism as an excuse for being a piece of shit.
Oh, I'm autistic. I don't understand social norms. That's why I honked her tits.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, really? Well, I guess
that's
I'm
why
autistic.
I kept DMing
too.
Her. You up? You up?
Yeah.
You up?
Yeah.
Whore.
Oh, I just don't understand like the social constructs of that. I just found out. I took a Facebook quiz and I found out I was autistic.
Yeah. Those are the ones.
Well, it's like everyone is like, oh, I self-diagnosed myself as autistic.
No, man.
And it's, come on, man. I'll tell you what really is an autistic move is moving to fucking Texas, though.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you don't have to pay fucking state tax, but like that's because like there's nothing to do in your state.
Well, you get guns now. That is true.
I mean, like, yeah, but like you can get a gun in New York. You just have to know somebody.
Yeah, you have to.
Look, my fucking.
To know somebody.
Yeah, dude. My fucking. Freedoms in New York mean like I can have a gun, but it's just like the ID code is filed off. Right? Give me some of those untraceable bullets.
Yeah, like you're a white 50 Cent Joe Gorman.
And if I'm gonna move somewhere, I'm gonna move back to California. I'm not gonna like move to Texas.
I want to be lived by a beach at some point in my life, and I don't think there's any in Texas. So.
All you have to do is like be a fucking, I guess, in a multimillionaire who just wants to do like comedy. So eventually there's going to be people that are inspired by Rogan that are going to be like, I'm going to open up a comedy mecca here. Like Rogan's like as fragile as the Austin comedy bubble is, and it's very fucking fragile because it's like comedy is built around like what, four people, you know, and then everyone goes there thinking like, oh well, I'm going to be one of the people that gets let into this club, and it's not. I don't think it's going to happen. You know, I think it's always just going to be like we're looking for influencers. We're looking for people with like a huge.
Yes. Like you already have something before you show up.
Yeah. Like Instagram followers are such like a superficial thing, but that's like what clubs are looking for.
Yeah.
You know, and it's shitty. I think it fucking sucks. But they think like we'll get a few comics that are funny. We'll get a see. Finn doesn't even like it when I talk about influencers.
So guys like, want to bite their faces.
Yeah.
Dude.
He's an attack dog for them. But dude, like influencers are just like. You know, it's like it's fine that you enjoy doing comedy, but
they're hollow shells of human beings.
Right.
They're literally like they get told what to go promote. They go promote it and then they go do ketamine.
Right.
And try to fuck teenagers.
Yikes, dude. That's probably very true.
Yeah,
100%
I think
true.
I nailed it. Honestly.
Yeah. You really knocked it out of the park on that one, dude. And but it's like I'm not going to.
What's
move
wrong with that?
Yeah. And it's fine. But like, you know, just don't be like I'm an artist and I'm paid for what I love.
It's fine.
Influencing is still like a fucking job, you know, only a job without like health insurance.
Yeah.
And like you're influencing people. So at the end of the day, you have to be like on your phone. You have to create content. And like the really good influencers have somebody that does the content for them.
Yeah.
You know, the wealthy ones.
Whatever, man. Fuck them. I hope they all die.
Hell
just
yeah.
Like the autism people and the trans.
Hell yeah,
just
dude.
Kidding. Just kidding. Just kidding.
Just a little goof. We're just having a little bit of
having
fun.
A little silly willy.
We're just goofing around. We don't mean no harm.
Dog.
Yeah, man.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, man.
Dude, we got to do an awful fucking show.
Oh, dude, that was awesome.
Staten Island, dude.
Shout out Nick Cara.
Yeah, Nick Cara.
We love. We should have had him on the pod.
Yeah, to explain himself.
Explain yourself.
Yeah,
Nick
dude.
Cara.
This is Nick Cara is officially
an enemy.
Under investigation. He's under investigation by the Super Selly Joes because this was a show like he booked me for this back in like January.
Yeah.
And he's like, the venue just needed to, you know, lock it down. Can you do the show? And I'm like, yeah, sure. And then it was in Staten Island. I was like, fuck. Because there's some places in Staten Island that are like right off the ferry.
Right.
So it's not a big deal. This was not.
Nope.
This was at least like an hour bus ride if I was going to take public transit.
Right.
And this was like also something that was booked back in January.
Right. Yes.
So it's like, you know, this is like a 4 month like anticipation. So I thought like it was going to be like a thing. You know, like I thought like, oh, maybe he's going to get like cameras or something. No, it was at a bar. It was at like a fucking... What is it? Crust punk, I guess.
Yeah,
it was a little crust punky.
I would say, yeah, definitely crust punk.
Yeah,
definitely.
And like 100%. Now, like the crust punk is like getting old.
Yeah,
you know, it's like because like I feel like crust punk is sort of like a mix between like punk rock and homeless, where like there's like a smell to
vagabond,
it.
Vagabond, yeah.
Yeah, like it's like a little like
big backpack.
But like they also like surprisingly moralistic because like they'll have shit like, you know, like you break her heart, I'll break your neck. Type shit, like no matter what, we're a family, and it's like everyone can like just please chill the fuck out, right?
Yeah,
fucking bouncer there was a piece of shit.
Oh, I hate that guy, dude.
Yeah,
I just remembered him. Fuck, I hated that guy.
Oh, he was a piece of shit.
He's fat and short.
Yeah, he's with the band. He gave big "I'm with the band" vibes. So, the show, the flyer for the show is 9 o'clock.
Yes,
he lists the comics on the flyer. He also lists there's two bands. General consensus, and I'm saying this for the most part, I don't think a single person would disagree, for combination things of show, of comedy, and music.
Yeah.
Comedy always goes first.
Yeah.
You always open with comedy. It's easier. It sets the audience up for, there's going to be like a performance, so like it trains them to be quiet. Near impossible to have a good show that goes music and then comedy.
Right.
People assume once the music's done, the show's over, and oh, I can stick around and get like a little bonus thing.
Yeah,
you know, of comedy. Huge mistake.
So yeah, so, the venue allegedly flipped it, which I do believe Nick on.
Maybe, but maybe, but like I feel like at the same time, like you would fight for us, like explain to them, like I don't think that's a good idea. The comedians are already here. You can have them like set up the shit like while we're doing comedy because we just need a small. Section of the stage
right.
to do this, you know? So we're pulling into Staten Island around 8:30 because luckily I said like Selly, ask Nick to get on this show.
Yeah.
And then we can just roll out together.
Drive, yeah.
Yeah, easier. we'll roll out together. Super Selly Joe's on the road.
Yeah.
And you got on.
Yep.
And the assumption is, like, the flyer said 9 o'clock, so we assumed comedy was starting at 9. We pull into Staten Island around 8:30 p.m. We were like, oh, we're going to get there just meet up. We'll hang out. We'll shoot the
everything
shit.
Everything lined up perfectly.
Yeah, it's like,
I just did a spot before. It had a fun time, dude.
You got loose off of that early set. We pull into Staten Island, and then we get a message from Nick Cara. Hey, man, comedy's going to start around 10:30. And like it was, if it was just us that, like, oh fuck, we shouldn't have assumed.
Yeah.
Literally everyone on the fucking flyer was like, oh well, I'm already here.
Yeah.
We're all here because we assumed that this venue isn't full of fucking idiots, stupid fucks in Staten Island that know how a show runs. But surprise, surprise, nobody knows how to run a fucking show
anywhere.
If there's like fucking comedy producers that don't know how to put on a show, why should we assume that like the owners of some crust punk bar in Staten Island have the slightest fucking two brain cells to rub together to figure out how a comedy show should start. Yeah. And it's not a comedy show. It's like definitely like a music show.
Yep.
And like the music was like that, like rah, 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 yeah. Fucking like yelling fucking.
It was not great.
Speed
metal
shit.
It was pretty bad, dude.
It was awful.
It was like trying to be, who does the, I ain't no goddamn son of a bitch. Who does that song?
I don't know. I don't listen. I listen to good music.
Misfits. It's Misfits.
Misfits is good. Yeah, yeah, that's why.
It was them trying to be Misfits. But
yeah, it's like that Misfit fucking screamo type shit.
I hate
like guttural
flag,
fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
Like just that real weird intensity type shit. And it was like, all right, they're. You know, but
and even
respect-
the people watching weren't into it. That's the other thing. People watching who came for the band were just like, there was no moshing.
Right.
There was no rocking out.
Mm-hmm.
It was just them sitting.
And they never turned off the Mets game.
No.
At any point. Like the Mets game, you could watch
New York, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Awful show.
Yeah.
Awful show.
Yeah, I felt like I think everyone hit the same stride in their set at some point.
Nobody got momentum. Like, everyone at most got, like, a handful of chuckles, some laughs, but, like, they reset after every joke. And, like, so Nick Cara said the show was going to start at 10:30. We started probably a little after 11.
That's true, too.
Like, the ideal fucking comedy time. Like, at least, like, an hour after the show, the music show ended. You didn't have time for people to leave. And, you know, in the band's defense, they stayed for the comedy.
They did.
But I think they were mainly there for the bar.
Yeah, I don't think they
but, God, what an awful show. Like, it was a bad show. No one was able to fucking break them, you know? Oh. Like, and, like, also, like, Nick Cara, like, messaged us, like, right when he found out, which was, you know, 8:30. But, like, everyone was already there.
Yeah.
Like, there's no one that would have just been leaving Manhattan or Brooklyn or wherever
to get, unless they were the headliner.
Even then, like, it would have been like, well, it's like out there in Staten Island. I should probably
get there early.
Yeah, I should probably at least like get there on time. You know, so like, even if we were late, we still would have had like 2 hours to kill.
Mm.
Shout out to the Mexican restaurant across the street that put us up.
We went there,
let us hang out.
Oh, it was pretty good too. I also thought, I don't know if you noticed that night, I thought I had like something in my ass that was sitting weird and moving a lot.
Oh, damn.
I thought I like contracted a hemorrhoid.
No.
Everything's fine.
What's wrong with you? You just had an itchy asshole
I don't know. It was the same feeling I've had when I'm like, oh, this is when a hemorrhoid's growing, and then it wasn't.
You felt that before?
Oh, yeah.
You know the telltale signs that
I've talked
hemorrhoid?
About this before. Oh, yeah. I take precaution now, dude.
I've never had hemorrhoids, but I have had an incredibly bloody asshole.
That probably might have been the same.
Yeah, I know that.
I was going to say, there's no way I've had hemorrhoids and you haven't.
Nah, dude, I'm an anti-hemorrhoid guy, dude. I eat a lot of fiber.
Oh, okay.
You seem like the kind of guy that like thinks it's gay to eat fiber to take a big shit.
I eat fiber now, believe me.
Yeah, well, now you have to.
Metamucil, baby.
That's the way to do
shit.
Yeah, I just literally take a little fiber. I loved taking a shit when I was younger.
Dude, I was at a friend's house and their roommate had Metamucil, and I was like, could I have some of that before I eat? And they were like, no.
Nice.
And it's a feud now. Like, I was like, they're not going to notice. It's two scoops. And they're like, no, I won't betray my roommate. And I was like,
I mean, that's fair.
You know me better than your roommate. And it's Metamucil. And then I asked the other, it wasn't their Metamucil, but I asked another roommate, like, is this your Metamucil? And they said, no, but you should have some right away. And I was like, even my friend betrayed me anyway. So now it's shit
you
weird
can't,
for
like, there's
day.
Like a sacred bond between roommates where it's like, you don't want to make it awkward. You don't want to make it awkward by like, hey, somebody been using my Metamucil, and then it's like, oh, I told my dirtbag fucking constipated friend.
Hey, dirtbag.
Yeah, dirtbag.
Yeah, man.
But damn, dude. Nothing. I guess I can, like, yeah, I guess I understand, like, the, it's like, you probably just didn't want to have an awkward conversation with his roommate.
It was a, yeah, it was a girl, but yeah.
Oh, she didn't want to have an awkward conversation with her roommate.
I was like, give me the Metamucil, you fucking bitch.
Hey, how about a little of the Metamucil?
Yeah, I need some fucking asshole opening over here.
Damn,
I need to come straight out of my, yeah, dude, I've had, oh, man, I've had
brutal shits,
yeah,
lately.
No, not lately, just in my life where, like, now I can't go back.
What, to like, oh, that time like you clogged the toilet at that bar show we did?
That time, the other time with Robbie Bernstein, that was good.
Oh, damn, dude. You've all, tell the audience about that one with Robbie
Bernstein.
I think
Bernstein. I did tell, but Robbie Bernstein and I went to a gig in like Maine for the Libertarians and I was hosting.
They must. Libertarians would actually love you.
They did. We had a great time, but.
Are you gonna pivot and be like a libertarian comedian and like. No. Like fucking,
I couldn't pretend.
Just debate fucking retards and be like, man, I'm a fucking good debater.
Yeah,
you know, like I should get into politics because I can like fucking hold my own against retarded people.
Yeah, no, I can't. I don't want to read that. No, I mean that at least.
Most libertarian comics don't. They just have a few talking points that they repeat ad nauseum.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I just, I'm not doing that is what I'm saying.
What, pivoting to libertarian?
No, I don't think I'll ever.
Is Robbie Bernstein libertarian? Or
yeah,
is he?
He's like super libertarian.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Damn, it's, not a, it's not a bit?
No, it's real.
I don't fucking follow. I don't really care what politics people have, but.
No, he's just, he talks.
Yeah, there's like a you really just want to be like a little left of center or right of center. But if you get too far out into the fringes, like no matter what, it overshadows any kind of comedy you have.
Mm.
Like there's some like wildly conservative comedians. I was like, damn, you'd be funny if like you didn't,
yeah,
like fucking go.
Are you triggered?
Yeah. And then like liberals, like, you know, it goes so far the other way where you end up with like a Kumail Nanjiani type shit where it's like, I actually can't do comedy right now because it's like painful to be on stage knowing there's a bigoted monster in the White House. Yeah, and it's like, dog, like nobody, you know, we just want to fucking laugh and have a good
you're
time.
You're a funny, you do a funny Indian voice for cartoon characters a lot now.
Yeah, we just need you because we can't have Hank Azaria doing a funny Indian voice anymore. Like, are you happy Hari Kondabulu? Like, you now we don't even have a poo at all.
Yeah, I know.
Isn't that, they basically killed a poo.
Yeah, they, representation gone, dude.
Yeah, if anything, it's like, you know, now it's
positive role model.
Yeah, it's like, honestly, of all the people in Springfield, he had like a doctorate, he worked hard, he provided for his family.
He had a big family.
Yeah, he was like noble.
Yes. Well.
Now he's dead.
I was in Maine with the noble Robbie Bernstein.
That's right, yeah.
And we did the some libertarian like not compound is the wrong word, but like meetup point in like this.
Yeah, that's a compound. But
it's not in a compound. It was in like a
bunker.
No, it kind of it was like a it was called like the shell or something. But it was in a warehouse.
You got to be careful with that
shit.
Makes
it sound more like, you know, a place where the FBI kills everyone and
yeah,
it's like
the
they
Kool-Aid.
Had weapons. Yeah, yeah.
Drink the Kool Aid, man.
But I show up. And Metamucil all weekend, and I hadn't shit yet for some reason, but right before the show, I got my shits.
Yeah.
So I went to the bathroom, and I didn't realize that. I think they mentioned it to me, but I didn't. I wasn't thinking about it when it happened, and I don't think this should be a thing at a show with 50-plus people. But the bathroom is a portable toilet.
Oh, that's insane.
So you're not supposed to, like, really shit in it, and it's a heated toilet, like the seat's heated. So for some reason that's like because it's winter. So it's New Year's too. So I take a shit and I mean like huge, like so much shit because I didn't shit all weekend.
Yeah, you're emptying it out.
I flush it and it won't go down.
Oh, I love that.
And then on top of that, it's just cooking because it's a heated seat. So the bathroom now is filled with shit, like in the toilet, and it's just being heated. So it's like a microwaved shit. And I come out of the bathroom and I'm like, don't go in there. And they're like, why? I tell them what, like the guy who's running it, what happened. Yeah. I'm like, my bad. It's like, shit. And then at I come out later and they have like the whole bathroom like blocked off for the whole event.
And these fucking idiots think they know how to fucking run the country. They can't even fucking take care of this bunker or whatever.
I'll never vote libertarian because of that.
Well, I don't think they're ever going to. I don't think you have to worry about them being on the ballot, dude. Yeah. Like the closest thing you're going to get is like when like the Democratic Socialists are like, we're actually just Democrats now. You know, like they'll make anyone like with fringe beliefs. If they ever want to have a chance, like they'll compromise and then become a part of the two-party system and then just become as complacent as anyone else. Like Bernie Sanders. Mm. You know, like we thought we were actually going to get like a socialist.
I never thought that.
I thought that for a hot minute.
How?
Huh?
They all lie. They never. You thought there was going to be a real change?
Yeah. So that's why I didn't vote. Like once like Bernie didn't make it, I was like, I'm not going to fucking vote. I'm not going to vote a woman.
Oh, yeah.
And then like Trump won and I was like kind of happy about that. They're like, ah, that's kind of funny. And then people are like, well, if you didn't vote for Hillary, you voted for Trump. And it's like, all right. Like,
that's
fucking
I love
whatever.
That argument.
It's like it's all just like false arguments. It's like it's always to be like, oh, well, we did everything in our power, but it's actually the other party's fault or it's somebody else's fault. It wasn't like.
Well, that's how it's always been now. Where they're like, well, they're cleaning up from Obama. And they're like, well, he's cleaning up from Clinton. And he's cleaning up from Bush. And it's just.
Honestly, like we should have. Reverse those. Donald Trump needs another chance in office because all he's ever been doing is cleaning up these Democratic knuckleheads. Cleaning up the mess that Obama made. And then cleaning up the mess that Joe Biden made after he already, he's like, I just cleaned up this country. But no, it's idiotic to think that the American government in its current state is in any way a representation of anything fair when it's an oligarchy.
Oh yeah.
Like no matter what. Oligarchy. And like, even if like Democrats were back in the office, it still would be, we just wouldn't know. It wouldn't be as like blatant about it. You know, it's like when a Democrat's in the office, it's like a wine mom who's good at hiding her alcoholism, but is still like a drunk versus like fucking like belligerently drunk dad. Like either way, you have two alcoholic parents that don't have your best interest in mind. You know, actually comparing the government to various kinds of alcoholics is a apt assessment. You know, either boisterous, like get into a fist fight at your little league game, drunk dad, or drunk mom, I will take you to school under the influence, drinking my orange juice mimosa, you know, but I might crash the car, but I'll tell you how proud I am. But then also lay some heavy shit on you too.
Obama's drinking Henny.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there you go. Cause he's brack. Yeah. You see that, the Obamas might be getting divorced.
I hope so.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he's finally figured out she's a man.
That's like such a fucking funny rumor because all it is like she's just like has like, you know, strong shoulders.
Yeah, it made them invent the rumor that he cheated on her with Jennifer Aniston.
How could he not?
I know, but it's really funny where that like that is just as much of a rumor at this point as it is that she's a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like both of them are like. Like, that's the thing they have to, like, throw at people. Like, he did hook up with Jennifer Aniston, but then they just shout back, yeah, because Jennifer Aniston's a real woman. And it's just like, he had to cheat on his man wife.
That would be fucking cool to have sex with Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Would you do it?
I would, yeah, I'd make her treat me like the horrible bosses. She's just like,
can you see my pussy?
Yeah, you need to fuck my slutty little mouth.
Nice, dude. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that'd be a nice day.
That's fucking cool, like, to be, like, fucking sexually desirable for at least three generations.
Yeah.
Or decades, three decades. Two generations, at least.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I think she's going to age well.
She still is. What do you mean? She's one of the only white women to be aging well.
Yeah, there's other women that have aged well. A majority of the porn stars. More and more
except
people.
For Rachel Starr. I don't know who you're talking about. There will be no Rachel Starr
what?
Slander.
You don't follow like Rachelle Ryan, Dee Williams.
I don't know them.
Brandy Love, Alexis Fox.
Alexis Fox, but she, I mean, they all have a lot of work done, but Alexis Fox.
Uh-oh. Well, that's going to fuck up my search history forever. Oh, it was the TV,
oh,
of
no,
course.
It pulls up the best of Alexis Fox.
No, it's going to have like Fox News.
Oh, Alexis.
Yeah, we're fine, dude.
Alexa Fox is getting into stand-up, which I hate.
Everyone's getting into stand-up.
Porn stars are not funny or interesting.
Huh? Well, porn stars at least have an interesting life, but it's all just going to like come.
Isn't it kind of the same story every time? Well, I was at this place.
I'm a drug addict.
I met this guy and I like fucked him. And then like I went to this other place and did drugs with this guy. And then I fucked him. Like, every story.
Do you think
like,
we should have Alexis Fox on the pod?
I bet you we could just ask her how the different ways she's been fucked and it would fill an hour.
Should we fucking plug talk her?
Ooh, we could.
That's behind a fucking that we I still put it on YouTube though, but it's like you know, private link, so you have to get it from us. You have to Venmo us $5 and we'll Venmo you a link to the YouTube of us just like fucking you know, that would get picked up by the YouTube AI and be like, you're actually having sex, unprotected sex.
Kelly would have to be cool with it too, because it's empowering for Alexis Fox and it's her job. Like, you know, we're doing her a favor.
Yeah, I don't think she But babe, I would. She won't buy that. No, but then she's gonna have like that fucking big black guy on her fucking pod, you know, like that fucking big black porn star. Mandingo or whatever.
Ooh, Dread.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that would suck.
Yeah. Well, too bad none of that's going to happen.
Yeah, too bad for you, dude. You know the fucking number one rule of porn?
What?
Don't fall in love.
Oh, that's right.
That's why I could never get into the industry. Mm. Like, how could you not, like, fall in love with somebody you're intimate with?
Yeah, especially when they're all really hot.
Yeah, and I'm like...
One of them's going to get you.
It's like, what are you... Do you want to do something after... Yeah, and then you marry... You marry them, and then, like, you're, like, fucking shocked when she goes to work the next day. Like, what's going on? What are you doing? Oh, honey, you wouldn't believe the day I had at the old rat. Babe!
Yeah, man.
There's got to be like that. Like,
there is. That,
I mean, there's always.
A thousand times.
Yeah, that's all, like the guy is like, well, you got to stop doing porn. Like, then Jenna like, Jameson, what? She stopped doing like porn scenes with men when she got married and only did lesbian shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
No, I mean, like, well, lesbian porn, whatever.
Oh, yeah. You don't that's like lesbian porn? Me. You need to see a fucking hard cock in there. You need a fucking nice, thick, veiny cock in your video in order for you to even be slightly interested. Like, what is this? Two beautiful women eating each other's pussy? Yeah. Fucking look at a woman having sex with another woman. Two things I want to have sex with. I don't want to see that. I want to see a big fucking veiny dick. I want to see him fucking squirt a fat fucking. Ooh, look at that big fucking dick. Yeah, I want to see that.
No,
I want to
no,
see that fucking dick. Yeah, dude. That, no, dude, that's exactly what you said. You said you want to see a big fucking dick in porn. You don't like. You don't want to see women have sex. You don't. No, in fact, the fewer vaginas, the better in the porn. What?
There's no vaginas.
Yeah, no vaginas. Just a big fucking hard
just
dick.
Dicks rubbing against each other.
Fucking sword fighting with one another. Fucking blasting each other like they're Ghostbusters or something.
Oof.
You're a goof. I can't believe it, dude.
It looks like those plants. The ones that they shoot their seed. It's just a bunch of those.
Yes, you know what I mean? A bunch of the plants that shoot their seed, Sally. Yes.
It's in slow-mo, but it's penises. And it's in fast motion.
What's your go-to porn?
I haven't watched porn in a little while.
Whoa.
To be honest, which is
good for
nice.
You.
Rachel Starr.
Yeah.
Always. And, it's pretty just, it's just porn stars I like.
Do you ever watch like those like it's not necessarily porn, but it's baiting where it's like women just trying on like bikinis and lingerie on their YouTube and they're like
there's nothing for me.
Trying to pretend it's like, oh, I'm like reviewing it, but you're just showing off like your asshole and titties.
No, maybe when I was younger, I liked that stuff.
Sometimes you need to do it as a palate cleanse where you're like, oh, I'm getting into too much kinky shit.
Exactly.
I better fucking reel it back a little and be reminded I can come to things like normal people come to.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, you could. I just not video like straight up porn. Like if you can look up like a girl in a bikini, that's there's nothing wrong with that. That's like very natural. If you're watching someone get fucked, that can go down a dark path.
Like in real life or on video?
I mean, in real life, I'm sure that's a whole other mess of problems. But yeah, on video, it's you know, after enough, it's desensitizing.
Yeah, it does. I think like if you know, and like another knock against moving to Austin is like fucking Pornhub is blocked there.
Yeah,
you have to get a VPN. So not that you don't have. It's not that it's hard to do that, but like, what an unnecessary extra step.
It's just Pornhub too, though. You can. There's so many other sites out there. It's just Pornhub's the safest.
Well, Pornhub is like probably has like the best selection.
It's the most organized. that I think has the most like active users, like porn stars upload their stuff actually to that.
Yeah, they can get their account verified. And right. That way they get like a kickback from the videos.
I think Asa Akira is in charge.
Really?
Yeah, which makes sense. She that is like when you watch The Wire and like the kid, like the person from the beginning of the you never watched. That's right, you never watched The Wire.
I'm going to. Well, maybe I'll watch it. You know what? Maybe I'm going to watch that without Kelly because Kelly's like watching all like you know she's watching.
Real
like,
Housewives.
Well, she watches like a lot of Real Housewives, and that's the only reason I can't get rid of the fucking Peacock. I want to get rid of like a lot of the streaming things, but Kelly's like, no, I want to watch this, and it's like I can't refuse her.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, okay, I guess we're going to fucking... Like, if I would... If I could get rid of everything except the stuff, I keep my Disney, Hulu, HBO bundle, and YouTube Premium. That's all I really need. Because I feel like anything else I can just, like, pirate.
Yeah.
And, like, most of the shit's on there. Like, I really don't watch Netflix, but Kelly loves, like... Kelly loves, like, the fucking...
Love is Blind horseshit.
Love is Blind, Love on the Spectrum. We stopped watching Love on the Spectrum because I was like, this is making me way too uncomfortable. It feels way too voyeuristic. And like
yeah,
a lot of these
making fun of people.
Like they're making like yeah.
We're actually autistic.
It's like they don't understand like it dehumanizes. It's like I understand like they want to go out and they want to meet people, but like this that they set it up as like a blind date. Instead, like, they should just have, like, a, there should, like, really be, like, a website, like, OkCupid or something, where you can, like, curate it, or, like, hey, I want to meet up
I
with
like
you.
I like trains. You like trains.
Right. But, like, instead, like, they're like, okay, you're both fucking retarded. Yeah. Fucking, and then, like, sometimes they like each other. Sometimes you do see, like, the autistic guy, like, on Love on the Spectrum, and, like, he's like, I'm, like, the stud retarded guy, you know? Like, they're like, I'm a bit of an artist, and, like, and, like, the other one's like, it's like, okay, I'm getting too close to, like, laughing at these people.
Yeah,
I got to turn it
off.
That's
what I mean. How are you not supposed to laugh?
Well, like, Kelly, like, likes it because it's, like, she loves love, and she likes seeing people happy and in love.
Sweet.
And I, like... laughing at retarded people. That's one thing that has not changed since middle school. Yikes. It's not the same. Like, I'm more empathetic now. But sometimes, like, you see a retarded person being retarded, and you gotta laugh.
You gotta, dude. They understand.
I'm not gonna laugh at, like, a person in a wheelchair just trying to fucking, like, get through life. But, like, if, like, a retarded guy is, like, actively talking about, like, the movie he likes and shit, it's like, I gotta fucking snicker
about
that.
They're just like us, dude. I've worked with people with special needs, the whole like
I have too.
I'm not saying they're not mentally all there because they're not, but they know more. They're way more in tune with things than we give them credit for, than the average person thinks.
I'm smarter than the average tard.
Well, they
hey boo boo.
They notice things. They make fun of people. They make fun of also other.
They're like,
people.
I know I'm a tard, but fucking look at that.
Yo,
guy.
For real, they do that, and it's that's hilarious funny. When you hear them. You're like,
God, I thought I was retarded.
Yeah, they acknowledge it, and you're like, oh, it's so funny if someone went because that's what I mean. They're aware, and they also do know how to manipulate you at times. Like if you're mad at them, they're like, I'm sorry, and you're
I'm
like,
sorry. Sometimes
really?
I'm just sometimes really? I'm just retarded, yeah. And I forget.
And then you
forget.
Wait 2 minutes. They go, so can we go get ice cream or what?
Yeah, can we record another podcast?
No.
I didn't mean to take the sponsorship away from you.
He punches the window.
I didn't mean to make it just for Comedy Fight Club. I also meant for it to be the podcast that you edit and record and host on your website. I wanted it for both of us. No. It's over. By the way, this podcast sponsored by Dream Treats, man. Hey, I stopped smoking weed. I only consume marijuana in edible form.
Dream Treats is good for?
Dream Treats is the fucking shit, all right? They got everything. They got
chocolate.
Chocolate.
Rice
Krispies treat.
Gelatin. What's the
not gummies.
Gelatin. Gummies.
Gummies.
Gelatin.
Gummies is my favorite way to consume edibles. And like, look, man.
And weed, too, but yeah. That's,
yeah.
We're talking the stuff you like.
That's the good shit, man. And like he always, yeah, all kinds of shit. Hit them up. Tell them Sully sent you. You'll get a little extra. And I'm all about it, man. And because like, look, you can go to these like bodegas and you can get, you know, edibles there. Wildly unpredictable. Sometimes you don't feel anything. Sometimes it hits you way too fucking hard. Mm. Dream Treats, it's always perfectly dosed. You know exactly what you're getting. A serving will make sure you're high without being uncomfortably so.
Like, yeah, help with my arm. I always say that when I broke my collarbone. He gave me a pack.
Yeah.
It really helped. Because I was fucked up for like when I first had it. And I ate one of those and man, did I was on the moon.
Yeah. And I do believe that eating weed is probably the best way to consume it. Most fun is smoking. And
I just love smoking. It's hard for me to
quit. Habitual. That's the problem. I had to get out of that habit just because I was getting emphysema.
I'm getting better at not smoking during the day on my days off.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like
on my working days. Days off, I'm a fucking mess.
I like it where like I can like pop an edible around like 3:30, 4, and then like when I'm off work, I'm like flying.
Mm, that's nice.
Yeah, I need about like 50 milligrams will fuck me up.
Mm.
But like 25 is good to be flying.
I used to get these edibles that were, they were a bar. It was Rice Krispie Treats. And and on the package, it had lines. And it would say, like, here for a good night, here for a good time. And then it would be, like, eat the whole thing and to take a nap.
Forever.
And, dude, I would eat the whole thing and I would time travel.
A forever nap,
yeah. It ruled. I missed those. But they were in Connecticut somewhere. So.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway.
Fucking weed culture, baby. It's fucking awesome. So yeah. Hey, 420's coming up. Why not hit up your buddy at Dream Treats? Mm-hmm. Make sure you get prepared for the celebration.
I'm trying to think of anything else I did. It's cool. Anything cool happened in the week.
Are you doing anything for Easter? Are you gonna go see your family?
I don't think so. No, it's just too much traveling.
Yeah.
I don't want to be honest. I love them. I just don't want to travel.
You got to get away from your family. That's what you
Well, I saw
do.
Them. One of them. I saw my mom last week. That's who I'd go visit with my other family. I kind of want to see them. We'll see. I have a show Saturday night. I don't want to travel after that.
Nice. What show?
Soho Playhouse, baby.
Damn, you're really making it, dude.
I'm doing it. No, I did Don't Tell Providence. That was fun.
That's a huge credit, dude.
We got
not everyone's a Don't Tell comic.
We got this place. It's like Quagley's or something. It's like a fucking hot dog joint out in there. It's fucking amazing, dude. You know me. I'm a hot dog man. Top tier. Top tier dogs. And the whole staff was on meth, it seemed.
Nice. I mean, that's a lot. That's very common for kitchens.
And they kept coming up to us and telling us jokes, and they never asked if we were comedians. Thank God. Mm. They kept telling us jokes. One of the guys called Einstein Ernstein, which I thought was funny.
That's very funny.
And that was nice. And then we had coffee milks. They gave us free coffee milks. Have you ever had that?
What's a coffee milk?
Exactly. Because we went there, and they had the special, and it was like two hot dogs, fries, and a drink. I was like, I'll have that, like, however you guys traditionally do it, because that's I like the hot dogs I met. So they're like, okay. I go, what's on the hot dogs? And they, you know, onions, mustard, you know, fucking sauce, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, the works.
The works. Traditional. It's like a Coney dog, really fucking good.
Nice, dude.
And some celery, I think. I didn't even taste the celery. It was so fucking, anyway, it's amazing, so good. But then he goes, coffee milk. And I was like, I'll just have a Coke, man. And he was like, okay. Because I thought he said, do you want a coffee or a milk? And I'm like, I want a soda with my
Isn't that usually
dog.
Just like, was it coffee with cream?
Yeah. It's coffee with, like, poured with, it's like a coffee milk mix. But it was really fucking good. I'm not going to lie. I hate coffee, and this shit tasted so good.
Why do you hate coffee? You never had it?
I never really liked coffee. Ever since I was little, my parents, because they were both teachers, they would always drink coffee in the morning. And when I would go to school, they'd be like, I love you, and, like, kiss me on my head or something, and I would smell their awful coffee breath.
You don't like the way coffee smells?
I hate it.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, I can't.
What about freshly roasted coffee beans?
I don't like coffee.
Damn, that's
I like
wild.
Coffee cake, though. Like a coffee crumble cake?
Crumble cake? Crumble crumble cake?
So good, dude.
Really good coffee crumble cake.
With some, if they have like a little raspberry filling sometimes, too. Ooh.
Oh, damn.
They put it.
You
right.
You do love your pastries,
dude.
Dude,
I'm
wild.
A pastry man. I thought about doing something with it. I just don't know what.
Like, you could do, like, a cooking show.
I could just, well,
you
I could just
get
go
on,
to...
You should get on Meaty's cooking show.
Oh, Meaty's?
Yeah. We should have her on the pod.
Oh, we could.
Yeah.
Sweet lady.
Yeah, she's fun.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, we should openly book more comics while doing the podcast, too. Who else should we book? Who should we not book? That's who the people want to know. I guess Miles Toe. Because he fucking, how wild is that, dude? That's like, everyone's talking about it now. And then I looked. He still has like 63,000 Instagram
followers.
Dude, it's
still going on. I can't look away. I don't want to look, but I keep looking. I have to stop. I have to stop looking at it. It actually has turned me completely off from comedy drama. It really has.
Were you ever like turned on by comedy drama?
Oh, yeah. It's funny sometimes.
Comedy drama is interesting. Like, I had, there's a lot of comedy drama in San Francisco.
There's comedy drama everywhere, dude. I hate to say at the center of a few comedy dramas myself. But you know what I did?
I was in a little bit of drama in San Francisco because I was like, I was outside of an open mic. No, it was a show. And like the comedians were talking about like just shit that's going on. And it was like, maybe it was like during the Louis C.K. allegations.
Oh, yeah. Those were.
And I said, like, oh, yeah, all comedians just love rape. They love it, you know? And then this bitch went online and she was like, all comedians love rape, a comedic joke tonight. I wasn't offended, but I didn't say anything. Should I have? And then, like, people were like, what the fuck are you even talking about? Like, and then, like, one person said, like, oh, it was Joe Gorman. And they were like, if this is Joe Gorman, then this was a funny bit. Because, like, why are you even posting shit like this? Like,
yeah,
I had the loyal San Francisco comedy scene. Dude.
Yeah, I don't have
that woman ended up scamming people out of money to have, like, a fundraiser. And then she moved to Europe.
Well, I didn't have as much luck as you, but.
You got in big trouble.
I didn't get in trouble. I just, you know.
Because you said, like, I think you said, like, this woman was just like a hole that needs to be raped.
It's not what I didn't even get. It wasn't even a trouble thing.
I don't know. I know some comedian said that. I don't know which comedian said it, but I think at some point a comedian said to another comedian, you're unfunny and,
you know, and
you're just a hole that needs to be raped. Now, was that you?
No. Does not be.
It was not
Selly. Who it was
Selly
at this point.
Never said
and
that.
Actually, sort of joking, but it is. We were talking about it the other night. We're like, you know, out of all the people who deserve to be bullied, Hunter, all the horrible women comics.
Well, we didn't say her name.
No, I mean, oh, sorry. Sorry. Well, sorry, guys. It's common knowledge in the world right now. It's
well,
on
it's only common knowledge in the New York comedy scene.
That's what I mean. She does not deserve this out of so many shitty female comedians who do deserve to be bullied by Miles Toe.
Nobody should be bullied by
like, no one
society,
should be bullied for real. I'm kidding.
Society
I'm kidding.
Does enough to the there should always
to the women. They bleed all the time. Yada yada. They get I went down a dark alleyway. Woo. Okay. All right, I'm kidding. It's funny when you do it. When you do it.
It's different
you do
when
it
I do
it. Whimsical
it comes
way.
Yeah, with you, Selly, it always comes from such a real place.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, she deserved it.
The same reality you talk about wanting to see hard dicks in pornography.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Anyway. No, it is a shame.
It is wild. Well, right now, it's the whole scene's fucking changing right now. Maybe for I do think it's fundamentally changed since we've come back from COVID.
Oh, of course, dude.
Not
I mean,
for the better.
It's gotten worse. Yeah, I was about to say, when people came back from COVID, they realized they wouldn't be able to do this ever again. So a lot of people just doubled down on like horse shit of being like, I'm gonna just schmooze my way to the top because nothing matters. You know what I mean? And some people lost their minds the other way where they're now like, you know, we got people still wearing masks and people telling they're gonna rape people because they think they're Patrice. You know what I mean?
Do you think they're Patrice?
No, Patrice is dead. Patrice would hate all of us, dude.
I think he'd like me.
Maybe.
I think he'd like me.
That little Joe Gorman, man.
Because he says it when he says it come from a real place. He says with his heart. All right, I'm gonna bleep
You're gonna
that
have
out.
To. It's at the 42.
I'm not worried, dude. either I'll bleep it out or I'll completely fucking forget about it. Either way, I win.
If they come for us, they come for us.
They're not. I mean, I'm doing a character. Isn't that funny? I'm like, you
it's
shouldn't say
satire. Yeah.
Everything's satire. Everything. Oh, what's going to happen? I'm going to continue not getting booked at these clubs.
Yeah. I was listening to Tim Dillon really loud in my house.
Yikes.
While showering, and he was ranting about autistic people. And my roommate, who's autistic, was there, and it came out, and they were so upset. Like, and I was like,
they were like gripping their ears.
It's like, it's satire. And they were like, like, we're so upset. I really felt bad. I was like, I didn't know he was going to talk
well,
about
you can that. Always just put AirPods in.
Well, I was in the shower. Oh, they could put AirPods.
You could, or you could just like not go 5 minutes without listening to your hero Tim Dillon.
My hero, dude. I wish I was gay and fat like him, dude.
You could be, dude.
I could.
That's the easiest goal to attain.
Getting fat didn't feel so bad. I'd do it.
It doesn't feel that bad. You just have to like, because you know what? It really does sneak up on you.
It does. I've been there, dude. I told Kelly about this on her podcast. When after I got arrested, I went to Wendy's every single day,
yeah.
Like while I was working, because I was working doubles to like pay my lawyer and shit. And I, every day, like just on break, super, you know, big ass Wendy's order. And then at the front of the store I worked at, it's a grocery store. They had this massive scale. Like you could any human could step on it. It was one of those. They just at the front, kids would always go on it. And I hadn't been on it in a while, so I stepped on it one day. And I used to be like 160, and it went past 160, 170, 180, 190. And I just jumped off like right nice. When it went past that. And I was like, what the fuck? Like I'd gained so much weight.
But like that's because you were in prison. You were probably like working out in the gym every day.
No, I was just getting fat.
Exchanging like.
I wasn't in jail.
Yeah, you were.
I went to Wendy's every day in jail.
No, you went to Wendy's to get over like missing
I was
the
depressed.
Pump of the. Yeah,
I was super depressed. I ate a lot. I ate that in the COVID when I thought we were gonna die.
Wait, when were you arrested?
2020. No, Jesus Christ. 2012 or 2013.
Okay.
2012, 2013.
Damn, dude. So it's off your record at this point.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't matter.
It's expunged.
Never mind. I'm not going to say where I work, but.
Don't worry about it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They don't care, dude.
Dude, I've gotten so many jobs where I'm like, you guys really. Like, that must be off my record. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I shouldn't work here.
I think they only run a background check if you pull up like a red flag in your interview. Mm. But.
Wish I knew that way sooner because I kept telling people I got arrested.
I don't know. Like, I've had jobs where I interviewed people, and they were like, all right, call their references. And I'm like, nah.
You just make up your references.
Yeah,
too.
You make up. Yeah, it's like, I actually
have to call.
Give
your friend's number.
Yeah, it's like, I have to call these references, you dumb bitch. Like, that doesn't. Yeah. Nobody fucking, you know.
Yeah, no, dude. They don't.
Yeah, they should just get rid of all of that shit, you know?
Yeah.
It's so easy to find out what we need to know about a person.
Yeah.
So, like. You know, if need be, you can run a background check. But I'm not going to call your references. Your grandmother, like, oh, she's great. Yeah. You know, shit's dumb, dude.
Yeah, they're dumb. I'm not. I'm happy.
I used to work at this coffee shop.
Yeah.
And during closing shift, like, it's like, all right, well, let's just take the pastries out and just give them to the homeless people. Mm. And like, my boss was like, no, you can't do that. And I was like, why? They're like, it's illegal. And I'm like, what happened? Like, well, if a homeless person eats it and they get sick, they could sue us. And I was like, yo, if they can't afford fucking food to eat that they're getting trash, like they can't afford a fucking lawyer.
Yeah. And they also can't prove that it was that. It's right. Like you're homeless. You probably do something else.
And
crazy.
Like, no lawyer is going to take that. Like, oh, we're going to take them to court because it's like it won't happen.
Never.
It's like it's just like a rumor. Who the fuck even knows where it fucking comes from? But like, who gives a, it's going in the trash. So you want them to just dig it out of the trash? Like, just give them a fucking ounce of dignity. Just let them take this garbage bag full of food. You know, I don't give a shit. I always gave it to them. I'm like, you're gonna fire me? Write me up. I'd love to see the citation for this. I'm so glad I quit that job.
Yeah.
Fucking, it sucks, dude. Having those kinds of jobs suck.
Yeah, dude. I worked at a pizza place, and that was bad enough.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to do that again.
I had to get up at like 3 a.m. to go to my coffee shop job.
Oh, yeah, because you had to bake stuff.
I just had to get up early in the morning and just like set everything
up. Coffee early.
Yeah, because we open at 5. And like there were still like assholes like outside. And I was in the financial district of San Francisco.
Oof.
Oh, it was brutal.
So you had like the gayest of the gays coming
yeah.
in.
Yeah. And just that. And then like business people. And like you had to shoo off homeless people and shit. It was awful, dude. And sometimes I think about it. Like I worry about like getting fired from my current job and needing to go back to a coffee shop job. Because I quit a coffee shop job and then like the financial fucking recession hit.
Mm.
So I couldn't find work. And. My mom just being like wildly detached from the world and unsupportive was like, you need a goddamn job. And I'm like, do you think it's not weighing on my mind every waking minute? Yeah. You know, I wasn't really looking as actively as I should have.
Of course not.
Either. But it's like, fuck it, dude. Who wants to have a job? But I ended up having an interview at a fucking another coffee shop place. And I got the job and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck at a coffee shop job my whole life. Because at that point I was like 28. And I was like, I don't want to spend my 30s at a coffee shop.
No.
You know?
That's how I felt when I moved, like, once I started dog walking, I was like, I can't do this at this age. This sucks.
So I was going
so dehumanizing.
I was going into my coffee shop job for like a afternoon shift, and I was like, God, they're gonna have me on the mornings. It's gonna be awful. And then I got a call from this other place, and they were like, hey, the assistant manager at this office just quit to work for Pandora. Do you want to work for us? And I was like, yes. And I like didn't even go into the nice. I didn't even give him like my 2 weeks. I was just like, hey, I got a new job. So if you need me on the weekend, let me know. And like they just never responded.
Suck one, dude.
Yeah, fuck it, dude.
One of my jobs, I quit, the one I hated, I worked in this warehouse. I hated them so much. And at the end of the job, I had like 2 weeks of vacation. So I just kept calling out and using it. And then when I ran out, I just came into work. I gave them all my shit. I was like, I'm out. Bye. And I just left. Nice. So I gave it, essentially, I got 2 weeks vacation. Then I left.
That's what you're supposed to do because I've had like.
They don't pay you out for it if you leave.
In some places will. It depends. Yeah. It depends. But they won't pay out your sick time.
Right. That's why I did it. Oh, yeah. I was like, I have so much sick time.
You got to pay out your sick. Yeah. Like, so like I had a guy I worked with. And he put in his 2 weeks notice and he wanted to take some time off. And they were like, no, you gave your notice. So you don't. And it's like, fuck. So he was like, that sucks.
I'm that does suck.
Yeah, dude. Like, just don't tell him.
Yeah. I was about to say, you just take the time
off. Take your time. Yeah.
And then just not come back or come back and be like, hey, I quit.
Yeah.
Or give your 2 weeks right after.
You don't have to even give fucking notice, dude.
Yeah. That's a fake thing, too. I was trying to explain that to my ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
She was like. She was trying to quit a job at one point, and I was like, just quit. And she's like, well, it's 2 weeks, and I don't want to leave a bad impression. I'm like, they don't even care about you.
Yeah,
like,
they can fire you in a heartbeat. Yeah. They don't need to give you, like, 2 weeks' notice. Thing,
and then she did so much for that fucking company, like, legit. And when she left, they barely were like, thanks. They were just like, you were great. No goodbye party, nothing. And she was like a key player in this company.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give too much away.
That's how it is. Like, it's like they.
It's a hard lesson to learn, though. I told her, though. I was like, don't even bother. Like, you're doing too much leaving. You should just leave. Fuck.
Like, if I had somebody and they gave me, like, 2 weeks notice, like, they didn't even give a 2 weeks notice. It was like, I quit. I'm like, damn, this place must suck.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But they can't think that, you know, they have to be like, why would anyone do that?
I had a place lay me off. They fired me, but they were like, we're letting you go, but also we're not like whatever you send to unemployment, we're going to approve.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, and they're like, yeah, we're not going to even like, you know, within reason, but they were like, we're not going to even like. Everything's set, so you're good. And I was like, oh, well, you could be upset for like a few hours, but then it's like.
No, I mean, if you get unemployment, that's all that matters. And like, that sounds like you were downsized or.
Yeah,
something.
Well, I got hired at a place because I got hired, then they found out I had been arrested and I technically couldn't be hired anymore. They couldn't fire me because they already hired me. So it was a whole thing. And then they fired the boss that did that. And then. They came in and were like, hey, we fired him, and like he wasn't technically supposed to hire you, and your position isn't really here anymore. Like, if you could have a position, you'd have to do this, but you can't because you've been arrested. So
they gave you like they figured out how to.
Yeah, they literally showed me every loophole they did to get rid of me. And I was like, I don't really care. I don't even like working here.
Yeah. You got unemployment.
Yeah.
Milk that for as long as you can.
Yeah. What can you? It's a warehouse job, dude. They're fucking terrible.
No, yeah, fuck, dude. Jobs suck.
Yeah, dude.
We got it. We have to fucking monetize this shit.
Last episode was taxes. This episode's jobs, dude.
Yeah, dude. We're just like, dude, everything just sucks right now.
Yeah, sorry, guys. We don't have a lot going on in our lives. At least I'm not comfortable talking a lot of the things going on right now. I just don't want to. Well, it's all, you know.
Well, I'm spending some time in Denver, so hopefully I'll come back with some stories to tell.
Fun. Yeah, and I'm going to have sex in your apartment.
I hope you do, dude. Be sure to film it.
It's like Fight Club. We splice it into the pod.
It's like fucking, damn, dude, we'll put it behind a paywall. That's what you do. Sully the plug. Yeah, we just like, it's like I take Kelly away for like a weekend and then you just pretend like this is like your studio apartment.
Dude, I swear to God, if I was really doing the what's the field thing where I like paid for field and I was just like kinking girls out.
Oh, that'd be
here.
So funny. You're like, I like being shit on in my bed.
Yeah.
And like, but, it's like, okay. And you're like, hey, Finn had an accident, but like, it's like, it's like human sized shit on the fucking bed.
But
you try to blame Finn.
That would be the plan, dude. If we'll see, you know, maybe
well, they would, you would definitely need to let them know, like, because like, there's a lot of chick shit here.
That's
dude.
The thing too. I just have to be like, dude, just see how long I could lie. Be like, yeah, I fucking love Taylor Swift. I'm just like trying to just fake through it. Be like, yeah, the guys we fucked, I listen to them sometimes.
You can tell like where Kelly
Fisher
has
Fisher for mayor. You betcha.
Ah.
Just keep going.
Are you gonna vote her for mayor?
I'm gonna vote her for that ad. No, I'm just kidding.
She's got a great little body.
I don't vote, dude. But you know,
because you're a felon.
If she made a private donation, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, on your chest.
That doesn't even work. Like this is my innuendos are terrible. No, I'm not gonna vote. I don't trust.
You don't
her.
trust the system.
Any of them. I don't trust a woman, dude.
You can't really trust anyone. And you know, to quote Lex Luthor, do you know how much power
she stuck up for Williamsburg Comedy Club too?
That was very funny. Well, it was like it's like the only voice for comedians, and it's like, well, wait a minute. Have you seen like the comics on those lineups? It's like
she must not know about Bushwick.
They always club. Like Ed always acted like I didn't. I should not have been there. Like I'm just here to do a mic, dude.
I never met him.
He's an interesting cat.
Aren't they all, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know. I heard there's tariffs or something. I don't really want to talk about it.
Well, tariffs are on, products, imports and shit.
Like today, everything's frozen?
Well, shit's frozen, but like apparently the tariffs are not being are withheld from phones, computers, and basically like technology stuff. So Nintendo Switch 2 might not be as expensive as anticipated originally.
Ooh, okay.
That's the one to get.
Yeah, we'll see. You want to play video games tonight?
Yes, okay. I won't be high and fall asleep.
No, you're fine, dude. I did the same thing.
Hell yeah,
I watched Rogue, which was about a giant crocodile. It's pretty good. Which it was the only movie that really graphically showed the dog get eaten. Not a fan.
Uh-oh, Finn.
It was brutal.
Finn.
Made me upset.
I'm not going to let anything happen to you, and neither will Sully while he's babysitting
no,
you.
No, I won't. If anything, you're going to help me.
Mm-hmm.
Feel me, dog?
Huh?
Make a little cute face out of a little Asian girl that walks by.
He is a chick magnet. It's so funny.
I told you last time how bad I fumbled. Oh, no, it wasn't even with him. It might have been. But I was walking. These two girls came up on bikes. Excuse me. Do you know somewhere we could get a drink around here? And I was like, yeah, just go over there. Right there. They were like, okay, thanks, bye. And I was just like, why did I say, can I come get a drink? Like, I'll buy you guys a drink. You know what I mean? Just
oh, yeah.
See
you
what could can happen.
I mean, they might have just been
they
like,
cute.
They might have just been like, this guy looks safe.
Of course. Yeah. Which I'm realizing is that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a very good thing, dude. Like, literally, like, they'll either think, this guy is safe and I can ask him a question, or this guy is maybe a rapist. That's the only reason a woman wouldn't ask you a question is like, oh, this guy's probably a rapist.
I wonder what it. I mean, I dress like this. I'm not like crazy looking or anything.
Not
but I also like maybe it's the way I'm walking because I get I'm stoned. It might be just like my whimsical look about when I'm about like in the street because I'll just be like do and then like I look down and a woman's like, excuse me, like what do you want? Have sex with me? Get away.
For me, it's like my nice hair because no rapist has nice hair. A rapist has like short hair that they can't grab onto.
Exactly.
Or like greasy hair that's like they don't want to touch. But like he takes such good care of his hair.
Yeah.
And I let people touch my hair. I'm not like a black person. Yeah. They're like, oh my God, your hair is so nice. Can I touch your hair? I'm like, yeah. You think I'm. I would say that to
what
like, what?
Is
you
that
think I'm
too?
Black?
What's the like. I should ask the people at the people.
A black person?
Black people I work with. But like, yeah, what like. For, I guess it is because I guess white people do that. Like, can I touch your hair? But why is that such an offense?
Because black people's texture is just different and it others them.
I see. I respect that. Yeah. I've never been that guy.
Yeah, you can't touch like a black woman's hair. Well, black women also put like a lot of product and stuff in their hair too.
And they got the extensions, the stuff.
Yeah. Have you ever touched a black woman's hair?
Yes, but it was allowed. And it wasn't like, can I touch it? It was just like, you know.
How many black women have you had sex with?
None yet.
I've had sex with two black women.
But I'm single again. So, it that dude.
No black women in this house, though. No black
If Vince starts barking, he's the ass is hissing.
Yeah. I've had sex with two black women. Never again, though.
One day, dude, that's what I mean, man. If you did it, I have to do it.
Why? What do you mean?
I'm more straight.
What do you mean, fine? Dude, get out of here, dude.
I'm more hood than you, dude.
They're like, my non existent dad's going to hate this guy.
Yeah, man.
One of them had a kid. Isn't that funny? I've had sex with multiple single mothers in my life, which is like weird.
I had sex with one single mother I know of. It was at a wedding.
Both the single moms of the single moms, like two of the single moms have let me see their kid. It was very funny.
Yeah, this one was, the kid was not at the wedding.
Now like the kids are getting older and it's like, fuck, dude, I'm getting older.
I think about that, like what if you hooked up with a chick and you're working somewhere and like the new kid shows up and it's like the girl you hooked up with's kid and you have to like train him. Be like, yeah, I knew your mother back in the day.
Yeah, you don't want to be like that. Oh, my God. That's terrible. The worst thing. Like,
yeah,
kid figuring out a guy fucked
guy
his mom.
Fucked his mom? No, I'd never do that.
That's awful.
I would never say that. That's just, I've seen that happen, though, where I'm like, ew, dude, like, shut up.
My goal is to get a late night TV spot, and the mom and the kids see it, and they're like, who's that? And she's like, that's your biological father.
He made it. This is why he left us for that.
He did it. It's worth it. That cop killing joke is worth it.
All right, man. We're at it, dude, if you want to call
another
it.
Fucking masterpiece, dude. I can't believe it, dude. Every episode a banger, dude.
I hope
that,
so.
Isn't that
I
cool?
Forgot to plead with them to subscribe. If you get made it this far, please subscribe. Please subscribe.
I feel like we're going to get a bump. I feel like we're getting a gas digital bump.
I hope so. Once I'm on again, too, they come running.
Yeah, dude. We'll see what happens, man.
Yeah, guys, just follow me at Silly Sally on Instagram. And I don't have any crazy shows coming up, really, but, you know, ebbs and flows.
Ebb and flow. Been ebbing a lot for your boy Joey G, so follow me on all social medias, Xbox, PlayStation, Twitter, Instagram. It's all at Joe W. Gorman. I unified everything, man. It's your one stop, so feel free to hit me up and play video games with me or send me a threatening message on Twitter, man.
Ooh,
it's all good.
That's fine with me, too.
It's all good.
I don't mind it.
But yeah, let us know if you want to see us on the road performing in your town.
Anywhere, just as long as, you know, if we have to travel, we need money. That'd be nice. Hey,
if we got to travel, we got to travel.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
We got a car. We'll do it.
Yeah. Have car, we'll travel. All right.
Hell yeah. Bye.
Anything you want to say, Bubs?
Oh yeah, Bubs. Finn?
Nothing? Speak now? You want to go take a shit? Hell yeah. All right.
Peace.